This is Hutton Orbital Radio, available even all the way out at Fort Mug. I'm Dick Chafing.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
In tonight's headlines...
Hot Mug Pixel Monk ordained to the Order of the Mug.
Buck Naked explores why water worlds are out of bounds.
Opposition No More in Wolf 124.
Still no cheese in space.
Shipboard singularity causes banter hilarity.
First tonight, what appeared on the face of it to be a disastrous incident with an exceedingly hot mug turned out well for PBSF Ragnarok. As a leading light of the Shaolin Bandits, he had completed his basic training with the Bandits, staunch supporters of Hutton Orbital, and bowed goodbye to his aging master. Wearing traditional Pixel Bandits robes, he made his way to Hutton Orbital for his final pilgrimage, stopping only a few times to relieve pirates of their bounties using what were considered long-lost martial moves, including the reverse sidewinder and triple railgun to the knee. Upon arrival, he went through the ritual cleansing, vital after a flight that long, deep inside the Pixel Bandit staterooms at Hutton, just next to Cubicle 3. He shadow-boxed his way through the 15 perfect forms and went to sip some Centauri Mega Gin from a ceremonial giant Hutton mug. It was at this point he realized two problems. One, as a result of reacting to all the frameshift drives of incoming ships, it was massively hot. Hot mug. Two, it wasn't quite straight on its plinth. So, with typical Pixel perfection attention to detail, he adopted the prescribed stance and, using nothing but his forearms, lifted the giant mug back into position. Stifling an animal scream as first his arm hair burned off, then the mug indelibly marked his skin, sizzling and sealing the galaxy-renowned logo into his flesh. The mighty hot monk promptly and with Pixel perfection precision placed the piping hot pot in place on the pedestal. After stepping outside and pressing his arm firmly into the nearest ice bucket in the bar, he proudly and silently lifted his arm, showing to the gathered truckers the blackened but distinct tattoo now adorning him. He then bought everyone a drink. Hutton welcomes the very first Hot Mug Pixel Monk in defense of life, liberty, and the right to truck mugs throughout the Milky Way.
Following last week's news that Buck Naked of Lake on Spaceways was exploring the reasons why pilots weren't allowed anywhere near atmospheric worlds, and, of course, the impregnation attempt by Randy Brontosaurus on his asp, he set off in search of a water world this week. Kitted out in a rather fetching wetsuit, goggles and snorkel combo, complete with flappy flippers, Buck cruised down to a nearby waterworld and gently settled his Type 9 onto a coral atoll in the southern hemisphere. It was about an hour later he realized that as a result of a passing rather large moon, tides on the planet were a little larger than he was used to, and water began rising up past his legs. Furiously swimming back to his ship, pursued by some rather hungry-looking toothy creatures resembling nothing short of man-eating torpedoes, he realized that he'd left the boarding ramp down, and water was now lapping at the bottom of his precious cargo. Piling aboard, he tripped over the top step, those flippers are hard to walk in, and knocked himself out on a canister of Ucheng chilies. When he came to, water had filled the lower decks of the Type 9 and was washing around the feet of the pilot's seat. Ignoring passing mementos, he thrust the Type 9 skyward and lumbered clear of the gravity well. The water drained to the rear of the Type 9, and as soon as he cleared the worst of the planet's pull, he voided the contents of the ship to the cold of space, but watched in horror as the mixture of 200 tons of cargo and 300 tons of water ice, along with his prized teddy bear and a number of antique Stetsons, formed a giant ice ball which plummeted back to the planet's surface pausing only to shed a few tons of water on re-entry. The resulting impact caused a splashback that could be seen from space, and a tidal wave that wiped out the indigenous population of a number of rather fetching tropical islands, and indulged in some bikini ripping on some rather startled footballers' wives on a nearby pleasure hangout. He scarpered. We can confirm that, as with his previous licensed expedition, water worlds are also off-limits to pilots to limit environmental damage, destruction of natural habitat, and distressing naked bear exposure.
In more newsy news than the last news, we have news that our new system of Wolf 124 is now fully integrated into Hutton Space, with the locals all encouraged to get back to peaceful trucking in the area. Alvin had his eyes on the nice little Ocellus starport in the system, Willy Sport, a hive of industry and refinement in the local area, and rather good for buying food cartridges and crop harvesters. The Hotbed team and General Noctivagus are heralding the success by buggering off to party in Seoul for the weekend. The buggers.
We can report that there's still no cheese anywhere. It's crackers.
And had the last article in this obviously quiet news podcast tonight. Galactic third-party shipboard system suppliers, HCS, claimed a galactic first this week as they announced they'd created a shipboard singularity with multiple personalities. To quote Werner Vinge, no relation, within 30 years, we will have the technological means to create superhuman intelligence. Shortly after, the human era will be ended. I think it's fair to call this event a singularity. It is at a point where our models must be discarded and a new reality rules. As we move closer and closer to this point, it will loom vaster and vaster over human affairs, till the notion becomes a commonplace. Yet, when it finally happens, it may still be a great surprise and a greater unknown. This was in the year 1993, only 478,467 days late, or 1,310 years. Initial test pilots are said to have spent hours just floating in space arguing with their computer as to who's got first dibs on the guns and who used up all the data storage space with copies of Flash Gordon movies in ultra-high definition, and whether Orion was a number two. HCS test pilots are happy to confirm that once things settled down, their ship was singularly and spectacularly solo multi-crewed to great effect. Available on all ships, even Sidewinders, as the Singularity doesn't need a seat, just a nice USB port and a few gigabytes of thinking space. Available at all good spaceports or via galactic communication networks by searching for HCS and the word Singularity.
With that multi-voiced note, that marked the end of the news, and also a line I wasn't supposed to read.
That's right, you carry on.
Oh, now we move on to the usual banter in a bit, but first we really need to pick a tune for the hot monk himself, the inimitable and rather PBSF Ragnarok.
Yeah, I think we'll go with some feel-good ink. Get it, ink.